From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Al-Qaeda's franchise in Yemen is cheering the attacks on U.S. embassies and the killing of an American ambassador, the result of Muslim rage over an anti-Islamic film made in California. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula, which operates in secret out of Yemen, posted a screed on its website today which encourages Muslims to kill more U.S. diplomats and kick out the embassies to liberate Muslim countries from American hegemony. Earlier this week, demonstrators, enraged over the film that insults the Prophet Muhammad, stormed U.S. embassies in Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, and other countries. U.S. Ambassador to Libya, Chris Stevens, was killed during a violent protest in Benghazi. U.S. intelligence has ruled out a hand by al-Qaeda in the attacks in Benghazi, and it appears the terrorist group is attempting to take advantage of the eruption of anti-American emotions among Muslims. The protests at American embassies, which swept across the Islamic world over the past week, have calmed today. John Burnett, NPR News, Nairobi.
President Obama says his administration is doing all it can to protect Americans who are serving abroad. He also says he rejects the denigration of any religion, including Islam, yet there is never any justification for violence. Neither the president nor his Republican rival made any campaign appearances today. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been covering Mitt Romney's campaign, which heads to Colorado tomorrow.
This is one of the closest swing states in the race, and a lot of the fight is going to be waged over the suburbs of Denver. You have very conservative communities like Colorado Springs, very liberal communities like Pueblo. Denver leans Democratic, but in those outlying suburbs, it could really go either way.
NPR's Ari Shapiro. Negotiators for Chicago and its teachers are meeting to work out the details of a plan to end a week-long strike. Monica Prinz was among the teachers who attended a rally at Chicago's Union Park, pressing for agreement.
I think it's really exciting. I think that it's a very positive move. All the teachers really want to be in the classroom.
If approved, the officials say that students could be back in class on Monday. Tens of thousands of Russians demonstrated in central Moscow today. Jessica Gulliver reports they were protesting Russian President Vladimir Putin's return to power.
Chanting freedom for everyone, the demonstrators, many wearing white ribbons to show their solidarity, streamed into the center of Moscow to protest against Putin. They say he runs the country through a tightly controlled political system and corruption, a charge the Kremlin denies. This is the first major protest against Putin in 3 months, and the turnout shows that dissent with the administration remains strong. Since Putin has taken office in May, Parliament has increased the fines for participating in and organizing unsanctioned protests more than 150-fold. That's more than the average salary for a Russian. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
This is NPR News. Government safety regulators are looking into whether there ought to be a recall of Ford's Crown Victoria police cars from the 2005 through 2008 model years. They said they received complaints that part of the steering column can separate, causing the driver to lose control. No accidents have been reported. A Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld the felony convictions of Utah climate change activist Demgard Christopher, who placed phony bids on oil and gas parcels near Arches and Canyonlands National Parks in 2008. For member station KUER, Whitney Evans reports.
Last year, a federal judge in Salt Lake City sentenced Christopher to 2 years in prison for the maneuver, and this week, in a 2-1 decision, the Court of Appeals upheld that decision. Defense attorney Ron Yangage says he's disappointed but not surprised.
The 3-judge panel was more focused on some highly technical procedural issues and not on the substantive legal claims we made.
The defense argued DeChristopher was not allowed to use the so-called necessity defense in his 2011 trial. DeChristopher disrupted the controversial auction to protect public lands from drilling. Yangage says DeChristopher will likely appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Whitney Evans in Salt Lake City.
Professional hockey players were supposed to show up to begin training next week, but it now appears they'll be locked out. The Associated Press is reporting that the deputy commissioner of the National Hockey League says there will be no negotiations with the players' union today, and the deadline is midnight. This would be the third lockout of a major sports league in 18 months, following ones in the NFL and the NBA. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.